Hey y'all. Welcome back to episode 1 of Pray Together and Stay Together. So today I just had a big eye opener. Well, firstly, let me tell y'all a little bit about myself. I am 22, no kids. I have a pretty good paying job. And I am in love. What can I say? That is most women's dream, to be in love. But some people don't understand the important factors of being in love or just being with someone, period. There are levels. When I tell you there are so many levels to this, and I'm fresh with it. Like, I'm fresh at even being in this position. I'm happy, very much so happy. I done came and ran into a lot of roadblocks with this. We're not perfect, but one thing that I know for sure that can't be taken away from the both of us, not just myself, but him as well, is how strong our love is for God. I'm not gonna lie. Some people may be against religion. And that's okay, because everybody have their different beliefs. But I know what me and my partner believes in. We at least try to pray every morning, day, and night. We pray when things get rough. Like today, I wasn't really having a good morning this morning, but he was motivating me all throughout the morning, prayed over me before I went to work. Like, it's beautiful. But sometimes we do have our disagreements on certain things, and that's only if you and this person wants to really be together. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't suggest you to try with somebody who you're not going to be with for the rest of your life. And you may not know if you're going to be with that person the rest of your life unless you really try and put in the effort to really be with that person, or if that person really put in the effort to be with you. I remember before me and him actually started talking, you know, I used to dibble and dabble around the city. Not like that, not messing with all types of guys, but I was one of the women who chose their men wisely. And I done had some good men in my lifetime. I have really good men. I'm talking about men that did everything, praises the ground that I walk on. But these things, all these things had left from me because of conversations that I had with other people, or like just other people convincing me to do all the wrong things or say all the wrong things. Just a person influencing me to do something differently. Basically do something that they would do or say. I had to literally sit by myself, pray by myself, fast by myself, because I didn't know who to trust. I didn't know who to trust. And when I met this handsome, brave, strong, hardworking man that not only loved me for who I am, but he was the first person who truly heard me, who seen that I have been damaged, but not much. You feel me? He seen in places where I was weak, he was strong. In places where he's weak, I am strong. And we know that we both don't want to lose each other. So we've started coming up with new, like, traditional things to do, like, for couples. So we made I wouldn't say it's a vision board, but it's more like a weekly agenda of what we have to do each week, or what's on our agenda for each week. And I love that he wanted to do that. I love that he wanted to do that, because that shows me that he was actually taking this, what we had, seriously. He's very respectful. Very respectful. But at times, things can get a little rough. They can. But with prayer, everything's okay. Everything is not what it seems. I know for a fact that, you know, the devil be at play. He be really at play sometimes. And he would sit around and he will just want to know what you got going on, so he can use that to jeopardize anything that you have going on with anybody. Or he will use and take your kindness and try to use it for weakness. He would just try to sabotage your whole day. But y'all, moral of the story is, like, don't ever let anyone tell you that you can't truly be with somebody, or you know, that praying doesn't help with anything. Prayer helps with everything. Prayer is helping our relationship grow stronger. And I love that. Prayer is strengthening us to be better individuals. Like, the level of happy I'm in right now, it's not because he made me happy, but it does play a part. But it's because we take all our problems to God. And to be heard from the Most High, the powerful king of all, like, that is amazing. And I don't know if this podcast would reach half of y'all, but if it does, like, please don't let this go unrecognized or unheard. Because there are good people out here in this world who really are trying. And not just trying, you know, trying to live life better. There are individuals out here that are really trying to be the best version of themselves. And I contemplated so much on making this podcast. I did. Because I was just wondering, like, what should I say? Or, you know, to catch people's attention on life, period. How could I go about it without putting my personal issues, you know, out there into the world? God wanted me to tell my story. And y'all, when I tell you, it took so much in me out of me, because I was asking him, and I know people say you shouldn't question God, but I would always ask him, I was like, God, what should I say? How can I tell these people what's going on and how to be more connected with you without throwing my personal issues in the mix? He told me to read, research. He told me to listen. But he also told me to humble myself. Because, y'all, I have not always been this humble. I was a firecracker. Probably still is a firecracker. But I'm happy that I could put him in the midst of my life. I'm happy that I can bring him into my relationship. I'm happy that my relationship can prosper into something beautiful. I'm happy that when we do pray, I know that it's coming from a genuine place. And I know most of all that I am now being heard for the first time in my life. From not only being heard from the one who sit on the throne, but I can also be heard from the man that I am truly in tune with, truly, like, in love with. And I do believe that this 2025 is going to be the greatest year of all. And I stand on that. Please stand on it with your partner, y'all. Please do not give up. Giving up is for the weak. And you have to be strong. You have to be strong no matter how hard it gets. You have to be strong with it. And you have to not only love your partner, but love yourself. Love who you are becoming. Like, you have to really be willing to put certain things aside, like pride. All those things you want to just put to the side in order to really, truly be with that person. And I'm not just saying women. I'm not just saying this only goes for you, because it doesn't. This goes for men as well. Because a lot of us women will be out here giving all our energy to a man. But not only do you have to reassure yourself, you also have to reassure that man that, hey, if we cannot get it together, then and if y'all cannot get it together and that person does not want to let you go or does not want to leave you or not ready to give up yet, sit down and pray about it. And after you pray about it, calmly have a conversation. No yelling involved. Be as sentimental as possible. And ladies, I'm not saying that you have to open your legs in order to make that man feel good about himself. No. Conversation rules the nation. With a conversation, anything is possible. But most of all, prayer makes everything better. I thank y'all for listening to me today and just hearing what I have to say, because this plays a big part on what's yet to come. And I thank y'all for just listening to the conversation that we're having about God. Because if you only knew what he did for me, I know that he will also do the same thing, or probably much better for you. This is Carnisha Jenkins with Pray Together, Stay Together, and we out.